I know my teacher. I know my teacher. All of us are looking around everywhere to find our teacher. We're going around looking for teachers in teaching us arts and crafts, in teaching us education, in teaching us whatever it is we want to learn. We want a mentor, someone who guides us, someone who directs us, someone who shows us the way. And if we really stopped and thought, I know my teacher. My teacher is within me. No matter what task I have before me, no matter what decision I have to make, whatever I'm looking into doing, I know how to do that already, or else I would not be interested in doing it. Because I'm only interested in doing things because I already know about them. I have that inner knowingness that says, yes, that's right, that'd be fun to do. So, I say I want to paint. Okay, then I just go out and get myself some paints and paint. And I might do watercolor, I might do oil, I might do on a cardboard or a canvas or whatever I might paint, but I might paint. Now, we all know many wonderful, gifted children. And they're gifted children because they just sit down and they draw. And they draw whatever is on their mind. They draw whatever is in their heart. And some of those drawings are absolutely outstanding. Absolutely amazing beyond all imagination. And most of them are quite ordinary. Some of them are not even ordinary at all. You can't even tell what they've drawn because you can't put a name on it. You can't say, oh, that's a house, or that's a car, or that's a man, or that's a flower. But why do it? Does everything have to have a name? When we have artistic talent, everyone doesn't see it. We can take Michelangelo, that great sculptor. He looked in the quarry, and he found this wonderful piece of marble, but it was flawed. And the other artists didn't want it. The other sculptors didn't want it. They just sort of ignored it, leaving it aside. Well, he looked at that piece of marble, and it spoke to him. It said, hey, I'm in here, I want to come out. And perhaps not just those exact words, but something close to that. And so he took that marble to his cutting block, to his workshop, and he left it there for quite a while. He had other things to do, but he took that marble. He took it because he knew when he saw something there, he'd better take it right away, or else someone else might take it, and then he'd have to find another marble. And so when he finally got to working on the marble, he was chipping away, and all of his compatriots, all of his fellow workers and fellow artists, they said, why are you working on that flawed piece of marble? Why are you doing that? But he didn't listen to them at all. He just went to work chipping away at that marble, cutting out the figure he saw within. And it was a gigantic figure of a man, David. And he brought him out of that marble. And he was in there all the time. And he brought him out. And to this day, he stands as one of the masterpieces of the world. Now, his fellow sculptors didn't see that. They didn't see that marble in there. Each one saw what they wanted to see. And each one did what they wanted to do. And that's true for all of us. Each one of us has the teacher within us that teaches us what it is that we really would like to do, what it is we'd really like to have, what it is we'd really like to experience in life, and then we go and experience it. If we're going to look outwardly for teachers, oh, we have guides, we have people who give us tips or who give us little ideas of how to do things, but the real teacher is within us. The real teacher is our spirit. The divine in us, that magic in us, that for us alone, because we have the makeup of our human body, of our mind, And that makeup is different from anybody else because we have chosen certain aspects of thinking, aspects of living from our own individual mind, and we have taken that and made that ours. And it's only our teacher within who can guide us to reveal the magic that is within. Only the divine within Michelangelo could have revealed to him the wonderful statues that he brought forth out of marble. Many other artists at that time were sort of bantering around with ideas too, but their ideas were different. Their ideas were based upon who had been their instructor, who had been their guide, what was their type of artistry, what was their mannerism. It was the manner of their teacher. That's out of that school or that school of art. And the school that Michelangelo had was the school from within himself. The school that you and I have is the school from within, the teacher within. The teacher that always sits there in quiet, silent repose, waiting for us to want to do something. And when we want to do anything, that divine wisdom floods in our consciousness, empowers us to accomplish whatever it is that's the goal in our heart. For it's only when we listen to the teacher within that we come up with the magic that we are. I teach the philosophy that I believe in. And I teach that philosophy that I heard from within myself, that I love from within myself. I don't have to look at anyone else to see what they believe or how they think. I just know what I think and what I have the teacher within me. And so when I get up to speak, I speak from the teacher within me, from the divine in me as I understand it to be. And as I teach from that divinity from as I understand it to be, what I share is something which is the glorious aspects of me, which is the glorious of feelings and understanding of who I am. And I am divine. You are divine. Now you're going to take the words that I speak sometimes and you're going to say, hey, that's kind of nice. And I say, that's good. Make them yours. Put them in your vocabulary. Put them in your imagination. Put your background behind them. Put your thinking there. Because it's you that is the teacher, and it's you that is the taught. It's you that is the philosophy. It's you that is the theme. Michelangelo did his work in a very specific way, and he brought many avenues to touch base around it. And other painters did theirs, and they painted as they painted. And many writers, how many writers had you ever met who could write like Shakespeare wrote? He listened totally within himself. And as he listened within himself, he heard the divine speaking to him, and he knew exactly what to say. And how many Mozarts listened to the eternal music of the universe and captured that eternal music in exact imagination of what that music was? That was his interpretation of it, his awareness of it. And he wrote it down, note perfect, right from the beginning. Writers who get into the writer flow right from the beginning, from within themselves, the divinity within themselves, the magic within themselves, the goodness within themselves. And as they write in this manner, all things flow out and are wonderful indeed. You are wonderful indeed. We all are wonderful indeed. We all have the divinity within us, waiting to be revealed as us. And it is our teacher. It is that which guides us, inspires us, encourages us to move forward and do great and wonderful things. I know my teacher, and so do you. We all do. Now, let's listen to the teacher within us and see what we have to contribute to our world specially just the way we are. Call upon the teacher within you and be excited as I am. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.